93 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 717.
I thought you know that you should know that I invited Billy Mack Private Eye to this conversation about
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, Billy, you there?
What's up, gentlemen?
Because I feel like Billy is as invested in the story as I am. And the rest of the audience.
It has to do with my nephew, who, as you guys have heard the stories over the years, my brothers and sisters and I, we've given him a gift. Like, when he was into birds, he got an eagle watching tour. And when he wanted a fort, we gave him a pile of plywood and some 4x4s. Mm. And his father and him built an awesome fort out of it.
Well, this year, the empire struck back. All right, Bill, you want to hang on with us? We got to play this tune and we'll get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hold on.
Yesterday, this weekend, Saturday, was family Christmas, and I'll tell you this story, what happened next. Another one in the books. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. On rock station, Roger and JP, 722, sunny and 55 today.
Hey, Billy, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, there, buddy. Okay, strapped. Right. Are you buckled in? Are you sitting down?
I'm buckled in. I cannot wait to hear this.
All right, Billy Mack.
The nephew strikes back.
Yes, Billy Mack Private Eye is on the line. And this weekend, I mean, you know, Saturday we had the house full of Luces. It was our final Christmas at my parents' house where we grew up. And because they're moving on, they're going to North Carolina to go retire. And so the gift giving begins. And it's everybody sitting in a giant circle. There's like 30 of us. And my nephew, who we've talked about on the air before, and Billy, you love his gifts in the past, the eagle watching tour when he was into birds when he was like 8, and then the fort, which we gave him in the form of a pile of plywood and 2x4s that him and his father built, he just wanted the wood for the fort because it was very expensive. They didn't have money at the time, so we did that. So those two gifts were famous for,
And then they gave him the nails 2 years later to actually build the fort. Billy, what do you think the nephew gave him yesterday? What, if you had to guess what the return gift was, what would you say it was?
He promised to kill Roger last when he goes after the entire family.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Anything else?
That would not be it.
A deck of cards for Roger's poker addiction.
No.
It's very creative. And he read, they had a certificate printed out. And he read it. He says, for all the godparents. So him and his brothers and sisters. He said, for all the godparents, and he's leading the reading of the whole thing, and he says, we give a gift through Heifer International. It's like some sort of charitable organization that, you know, spreads money throughout the world to help people. Mm. He says, we've given a donation in your name, and now two families will get each a hive of bees and a flock of geese.
Do you now see why I'm in such a great mood today? Between Star Wars, even with the Giants loss, between Star Wars being as good as it was, and I find this out as soon as I walk in this morning, this is like the grandest day of the year.
They actually donated. You know, you can give all sorts of things. You know, you can feed kids in bowls of rice. Everybody's heard that one.
Right.
But this one, we gave a hive of bees and a flock of geese to two different families. That's at least 12 geese and somewhere between 20 and 60,000 bees. And that is the gift that he couldn't wait to read the certificate.
The only way this would be better is if they let the bees loose in your house.
Yeah. Honestly.
So my socially conscious nieces and nephews.
You know the nephew looked at the nieces and said, listen, I got this.
Yeah,
you guys just sit back. I got this one. This one is all me.
So now that's part three to the story.
Mm.
Eagle watching tour, plywood, and now he revenges us by giving us bees and geese.
Not giving you
not
bees.
Not giving them us, but
in your name,
giving someone else
giving
bees
and
geese.
And, geese to where, and now where do we know this money goes to? Like, what country? Do we know where they are?
There's not a specific country that it goes that we saw.
Can we talk, Brett? I think, what's the name? Heifer International?
Heifer, yeah.
Brett, mm-hmm. Can you get a representative either today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow, a representative from Heifer International? I want to be able to talk to the recipient of the bees and or geese.
I'll try. They're very busy this time of year with all the gifts that are given.
Your nieces and nephews scammed you, and there's no such organization.
Oh, no, there is. I looked it up because I couldn't. They give goats and chickens and all sorts of things all around the world. Mm. But there's no mention on the website of geese and bees that I could find so far.
Hold on. The bees are on the phone.
Oh, listen to them. They're angry.
Yeah.
Billy, thanks for being part of the Luce Family Christmas memory.
Nothing says Merry Christmas like a swarm of killer bees.
They get bees and geese, and they got a bride in return.
Maybe.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Billy.
Do you know now that he hates you all, right? Can you embrace that?
He at least got his revenge. He still loves us, and we still love him.
No,
but that was
doesn't.
A good one.
He doesn't love you.
It was great.
He hates you, and he's holding on to this for a very long time.
I got eagle watching as the rounds are going off.
Yeah.
7:27. The nephew gets his revenge.
Oh, it's the best.
Here's Ted with a rose.
LIE westbound, more traffic now from Old Nichols Road down to Comac.
3WBAB. What would Christmas be without giving gifts to my nephew? And in this case, this year, him giving them back after getting plywood and an eagle watching tour when he was a kid. He's now, it's about 3-4 years later, and he got his, he exacted his revenge by giving all the aunts and uncles who've given him this over the years a flock of geese and a hive of bees. It was actually given in our name to some poor people around the world, and never would ever think he would go to bees and geese.
That's the best.
Good morning, BAB.
So this was a donation in your name. Does
yeah.
this mean that you're financially liable when, like JP said, the killer bees go out and sting somebody and they have an allergic reaction with no EpiPen in this third world country? It's like George Costanza when he started doing donations to the Human Fund on Seinfeld.
Dude, if he would have told me that he bought fly swatters for those people that Sally Fields, Sally Struthers takes care of, that would have been great.
That would have been phenomenal.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Later, man.
Take care.
Dude, what a racket this thing is. I'm looking at a picture. It's like a gift of stoves for a village.
Mm.
And it says like a full donation for you to be the guy. It's like $1,000. It's like the burner thing that goes underneath your deep fryer for your turkey.
Yes.
It's like a thing of propane and look at it. Look at that. For $50, you can have a share of this. And
hey,
you,
look at that.
And you gave bees?
Yeah, we gave honey bees. The woman in the picture, I don't know where she's from, but the flock of geese, the woman looks like maybe she's from a poorer country in South America, maybe. So there's like a flock of geese is $20, honey bees are $30.
I can't find any of that stuff. Is it under animals?
It's under animals, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, gift catalog and then animals.
Ted, you got to click on this thing.
You can
get goats. There's a goat that just stares at you lovingly.
Yeah, check it out.
It's great. You can buy all sorts of animals for poor people wherever they are in the world. Cheeses of the world. I wonder who you give that to. That's pretty good.
This is the best.
You know, why give more stuff? They thought we'll do something nice and set us up with a gift to the world.
Dude, you could have had a piece of a water buffalo for them for $25.
7 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house all on the roadside. And it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new deal love.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 737. Over the years, I've gotten killed for the gifts that me and my brothers and sisters have given this specific nephew, Patrick. We gave him plywood one year because he wanted a fort, and another year an eagle-watching tour because he's into birds. You've always said our gifts suck. Well, this year, he got us back, and in our name, he gave a flock of geese and a hive of bees to poor families around the world, and so giving bees and geese... part of his revenge at Luce Family Christmas this past weekend. Good morning, East End. Jeremy, what's going on?
Just want to say Merry Christmas and thank you from the bottom of my
heart. Right.
Oh, the bees are going to Guatemala. Look at that.
Yeah, because you know what Guatemala needs?
Bees.
More bugs.
Please, no. I know you guys want to put a GoPro on a tank, but I would love to be there at the Luce Family Christmas for the GoPro.
That would have been amazing. Honestly, that would have been amazing.
Dude, I was laughing. I couldn't even believe what they said.
And honestly, I kind of feel like, you know, Roger's always trying to get involved with this Periscope and the other stuff. Like, you owed it to us to deliver on that one.
Oh, and the geese are going to Cambodia. The Battambang province.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be on somebody's dinner table in less than 48 hours, that's for sure.
Those geese are going to be murdered upon arrival.
Yeah, and they're little geeselings, too. They're just these little things.
Right. Take care, man. Where are the geese going?
Cambodia.
Mm.
Hey, it's where they're needed. People need them to lay eggs. People need them for, you know, food, make more geese.
I would say 15 minutes after the plane lands, they're hanging upside down in a restaurant window with their necks snapped off.
Oh, it's such a nice, you know, they're socially conscious, these kids.
Yeah, I know.
I gave something nice to help fix the world. Yeah. Roger JPPAV.